Raised by Soundfest is coming December 2nd. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Yes. Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Chris.
And we're Sonosphere.
You're listening to WYXR
91.7 on your FM dial. You are tuned into Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy, and I'm your host here of Sonosphere, and I'm here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today, I have a special guest, actually two, but a special guest today on the show with Dr. Dog. I would love for you to introduce yourself, and we can get started on chatting.
Yeah, I'm in the band Dr. Dog. here in town working on some mixes with Matt Ross Spang and for a new Dr. Dog album. And thanks for having us down here.
So where are you recording?
Well, we recorded it on our own in a... another member of the band is Toby, and his uncle lives doesn't live there, but has like a weekend cabin in Sullivan County, Forksville, PA. And so we took my gear out to his uncle's house, and that was in September, set it up and spent like a week doing some recording, and then went back to Philly, finished it up, and then decided to come here and work with Matt to mix it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Personally, the first time I saw you guys was way back when you, I think, opened for the Black Keys at the Deli.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It's way long time ago and a very memorable night.
How so?
For the worst possible reasons.
Uh-oh.
Well, now that I'm in Memphis, maybe I shouldn't tell these kinds. There was an employee of that place that made me cry.
Oh no.
Yeah, this is the only ever time I ever was on tour, sitting in the van wondering what I'm doing with my life. And
oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
He screamed at me.
Yeah.
And I sat in the van and I couldn't handle it. But not to you know, throw that guy under the bus. That was a fun tour nonetheless, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was not privy of any of that, but I was a fan of the Black Keys obviously then.
Same.
And so it was really cool to kind of get to know y'all because I hadn't, you know, followed you as much then, and also like My Morning Jacket I was a fan of, so I was kind of following what they were doing. I know that y'all, I think he worked with a little bit with you, Jim James, and
yep,
all that.
Yeah,
in the
he
past.
Gave us our first tour ever. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's massive debt to that.
I don't know, but cool. So, what do you have? Do you have something planned today to play live?
Well, so yeah. Also, I'm in a new band now, mm-hmm, with Krista here. Krista Roten's here in the studio.
Nice.
Memphis's own.
Hello.
I met her through Greg Cartwright, who is the other songwriter in this new band that I've got going. Because I moved to Asheville, North Carolina, a couple years ago. I'd met Greg. I was a huge fan of Greg for many years.
Right.
As a fan, that's how I met him. I met him as a fan boy. and then when I moved to Asheville, he was just really hospitable about that whole transition of moving into town. He hooked us up with like his friend who was a real estate agent and stuff,
yeah,
and just really paved the way for my wife and I. And then we started hanging out and playing music together a couple years ago, and slowly it led to us having this band now that Krista joined a few months ago. And there's two other members who also live in Asheville, Evan and Kevin. And so we just finished our first album.
Awesome.
And we played our first show like a week ago. And so being here in Memphis, figured like it'd be a good chance to talk about that, given the Memphis overlap of the group and Greg and Krista. And just all the ways in which my relationship and friendship and collaboration with Greg has led to a number of wonderful things, including all things Memphis. It's a town like everybody in America, you understand a certain mythology of the place or something, but I never had a very direct relationship to it. And I've begun to see more of what it's like and what it feels like, and meet more people from here. And now coming here with Matt, Matt's another facet of all that, meeting Matt and realizing what a powerhouse he is too. So seemed like a good chance to share a song from our new group, Hypos. We're called The Hypos.
Hypos.
Me, Krista, Greg Cartwright, Evan Martin from Asheville, and Kevin Williams from Asheville too. And we'll have our new album out pretty soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Well, I will turn you up here. And what are we going to hear?
This is a song called All Summer. Something's coming over me. I think I'm gonna make it alright all summer. But I was crying for you. Everybody told me that this was gonna be alright all summer. But I was dying for you. Just as I was burning out, the fire's returning to me now, to me now. stop it now if I wanted to. It's under the bridge. It's just another memory that hasn't got a hold on me all summer. Way back when.
Thanks for sharing that.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I, you mentioned that you have a new album coming out with your new band. And are y'all, I know you haven't toured necessarily or played live with Dr. Dog recently. Is there going to be any plans to do any touring with the new album?
Yeah, well, another fortuitous thing about y'all inviting me in here today is that we announced today we'll be playing a show next summer.
All right.
Which will be about 2.5 years since the last time we'd played a show, which was New Year's Eve 2021,
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve. Am I right about that? Yeah, I think so. 2021. So it's been a while since we played a show, and we're playing next summer at Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Just the one show, not back on tour or anything, but just wanted to do one show. And so, yeah, that's happening.
Okay. I love Red Rocks. It's such a beautiful spot, and it sounds awesome, so good.
It's great, yeah. We've never got to headline there, so that's exciting, too. It turns out when you go away for a while, people are willing to buy tickets. We've never been able to book that place.
Well, and then I think, you know, with all of us taking so much time off the last few years, too, I think we're all really interested in getting back and seeing the shows again, of course. But
yeah, I've heard that. A lot of people... in fact, I just got a message from Wayne Coyne. He's like a buddy of mine, and he saw that we posted, and he's like, "Are you guys going back on tour?" And I was like, "No, just the one show." And he's like, "It's crazy out here. You got to get out here. Everybody's showing up.
Yeah,
you can play cooler places. Everybody's buying merch. I think you guys would be doing really well if you got, you know." So it seems like it's a good time to be touring.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
No festivals or anything next year either.
I mean, we're open to it. Nobody's offered or anything. So if anyone out there
anybody
has
out
any
there?
Prestigious festival slots available, we are. Yeah, I think that it's been interesting. Like, I felt like when we did this, made this decision to make this change in the way we were doing things as a band, it felt like we made it clear to our fans, like, where we were at. A lot, just it's become clear a lot of people, a lot of our fans think we, like, broke up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but really, it was just like, we'll play shows. We're making an album right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't want to tour all the time.
Yeah,
that was the main difference.
It's a lot.
One variation in the system.
Yeah. Yeah. So earlier you mentioned about the magic of Memphis. Since you've been in town, has there been some spaces and places? I know this place is, you know, fairly new. It's been around for a while. But is there any spaces or places here that have kind of spoken to you more and or over other?
Not so much yet. I mean, my time here is still pretty, it's been like I was here, I've been here for about a week working on these Dr. Dog mixes, staying at Greg's house. And
right.
so just the path, and it's a pretty immersive work schedule. We start early and end late. And so it's just sort of like the path between Greg's house and here is I've begun to get more familiar with. And then we were here, it was mixing this, the band that Krista and I have, the Hypos.
Yeah.
That's the, was the first trip I took here. And that was a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago. It's more sort of the culmination of stories I'm hearing, you know, and just
the
like
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just coloring in a little bit more of the history. Matt obviously has such a history in the studio systems of the city and the history of all that and the people involved in that. So more and more stories, more and more just coloring in of the reality of like the cultural heritage of this city. But, I look forward to spending more time here and hopefully, you know, seeing some more. I was supposed to get over and see Sun Studios this morning, but
yeah,
messed up my schedule. But so hopefully soon I'll get those trips in.
Yeah. So how much longer are you here?
I think I'm probably going to try to leave here in like a day or so. We're pretty much getting close to, to wrapping it up. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you have anything you want to add? No? Okay, you're good. All right. Well, I mean, so so when and where do we expect, you know, the album to come out on?
Hypos?
Yeah, Hypos.
I think right now we're just trying to get it on Bandcamp and then just kind of... Hypos is the ultimate band in terms of just like going the path of the least resistance.
Nice.
Easiest possible route.
Bandcamp's
good vibes
great,
around
dude.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so now it's a test of your sand on the on that ethos, though, when it comes time to put music out, because obviously, like, there's always that thing of like, well, you don't want no one to hear it, you know? The path of the least resistance basically means just put it in the closet and move on with your life. But and rest on the fact that it's a really nourishing experience playing music with these guys, and like what we've done so far feels really good, easy, fun, inspiring. That alone is a reward.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, so then you don't want to have to subject that to some high degree of expectation or then place it into a mechanism that says unless X amount of people hear this, then it's not justifiable, or, you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
It's just a thing with projects where like you either kind of like just let it roll or try to push it a little harder. But I feel like we've always just discussed like just putting it out in the easiest possible way and hoping people come around to it in time. So all that is to say, it shouldn't be hard for us to get it quote unquote out. I think as soon as I get home, basically I'll just put it on Bandcamp and then we'll be done with that.
I don't know. Bandcamp's a great spot too to do that anyway, because you have like real music fans. The whole site itself will sometimes just give 100% of, you know, proceeds. So it's like a good spot to do that. It kind of has those. These are artists. They're doing this because I'm passionate about this and I want people to hear this, but it's not like, it's more like you said, it's rewarding that you got to do it, you know, and
totally.
that you're releasing that sort of artistic thing that you have, you know. So I mean, I don't know. I think that's
a
good
balance
space to do
there,
that. Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so you had one song prepared. Is there anything else maybe sporadic or spontaneous that you wanted to do?
What other songs we got? What about, what would happen if we did 40 miles? See what happens with that.
See what happens.
Eternity. Here we go.
partners in crime, running free one day at a time. Ain't got a snowy chance in hell, yeah, you got the mark, but you wear it well.
Got Robbie and Liv in here. Well, thank y'all so much for coming by.
Thank you. Yeah, this has been
really fun. And I actually was going to play. So I was looking over some of the last albums that Dr. Dog put out, and the live album in San Francisco. I thought playing a couple, a song or two off of that.
Nice.
After y'all leave. But anyway, how was that show? Was that pretty fun?
So fun. Yeah, it was four shows actually.
Yeah, and, four nights.
four nights in one of our favorite venues, the Independent. And basically our entire catalog. It was a real challenge. It was a real like gratifying experience to like try to pull that off and then to do it and feel good about it. We played all pretty much different set all four nights and had a bunch of family coming to town for it. And also it was a good time. Yeah, I'm glad we recorded it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole a huge catalog of music.
It's pretty much our whole thing. Yeah. it's what we got.
Well, I'll play a few songs here and then either we can come back and chat more or, you know, whatever y'all want to do. But I'll go ahead and play a couple of songs here.
Cool.
All right, we're going to hear Bring My Baby Back to Me right here on WYXR 91.7.
It's a terminal featureless smoke. love is just static. But love is a joke. But fate is hilarious. Does what he wants. Swinging, drunken, unhinged from the rafters. Dragging his tail to the swamp. Baby, back to me. She cries a simple plea. We'll make them pay and make them bring my baby back to me. I'll make them pay and make them bring my baby back.
All right, you're tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7, and I'm here with special guest Scott McKinnon. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And the tunes y'all played was great, the hypos, and then you're
look
also here.
Hypos,
look out
yeah.
for the hypos on Bandcamp sometime.
Soon, yeah. Keep sometime an eye soon. Out. Should be a few weeks tops.
Cool. And then you have another Dr. Dog record.
Yeah, finishing it right now and hopefully get it out sometime in the spring.
Awesome. All yeah. right. We'll take a look for that too. And if you can head out to Colorado, the Red Rocks later on next year. So yeah, it'll be cool.
Sweet. Thank
you. Thanks
for
having us. I mean, thanks for being here.
Everybody get out of here.
It's been a long day. It's a Monday,
it's
y'all.
Been a long life.
All right. All right, so stay tuned to Sonosphere right here on WYXR. A few more tunes coming up, so stick around to 91.7.